So after senior prank day, I heard you guys had a meeting. What did they tell you in the meeting about regarding senior prank day?
Okay, so the meeting was the day we were supposed to have senior picnic, but since we didn't have senior picnic because of the whole prank thing, that was our punishment, which I feel like it was minimal. But yeah, it was, we picked up our cap and gowns and everyone returned to the bleachers in the gym. And Mr. Gamboa, the principal at the time, and he's still currently principal, he was just expressing how disappointed he was towards all of us. Basically, he was blaming all of us, but it was more, you know, towards the people that organized it, the ones that participated in it. So I remember one thing that stood out to me the most was he said he apologized to the people living in the houses surrounding Mordini. So he knocked on their doors and apologized, saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry for just all the damage and stuff." And we also came up on the news, and he also mentioned that in the meeting. Basically, the whole meeting was just we just felt so bad, but then again, it's kind of unfair to the people that didn't participate in it. But yes, Gamboa kept talking about how disappointed he was, how, you know, we were his favorite class, and that kind of got ruined with the prank situation, because it wasn't just the prank, it was also just the attention that it brought forward. So yes, it was that day that we were supposed to have senior picnic.
So going back, how did Omar feel about not being able to graduate? Like, how did he find out he wasn't gonna graduate or participate in the senior events?
Okay, well, just a little background. Omar's grades were really bad and his attendance was terrible, so I don't think he was supposed to go to the senior events, but because he was very known to the deans and he was very known to the principal, he had it in the back of his mind, like, "Oh, like, don't worry about it, like, I got it. Gamboa will fix something." So he depended on Gamboa a lot. So he got permission from Gamboa to go to prom. He didn't get permission to go to Six Flags. I was the one that sneakily got a permission slip for him, so that was all me. He wasn't allowed to go to senior breakfast, which was the boat ride in Navy Pier. But graduation, we had no idea. So on the morning of graduation, I had received a call from him crying like never before. I thought someone died. I swear to God, it sounded really bad. He was just saying how he found out his parents returned his cap and gown and his tickets to the school. I don't know. I still don't know what the hell. I just still don't know the story behind it, and I never will. But he told me that his parents received a call from some administrator, someone that worked from the school, saying that he wasn't going to graduate on stage. However, his parents didn't tell him that until the date of graduation, so Omar had no idea that that was happening. So it's kind of bad on the person who called him, that their part, and also it was a really bad part in their parents, because I mean, if you were a parent,
Why wouldn't you
you
tell
exact
your kid?
absolutely, yes. So it was your son was gonna graduate on stage. I think every parent would want to see that. So yeah, when that happened, I told him, I'm like, "You know what? Like, I'll make arrangements," because I know a lot of teachers, I know Gamboa too, but I have a good reputation unlike him in that high school. So I called up a very well-known teacher. Her name was Miss Tynes. I texted her. She was in church. She was generous enough to read my full-on Bible message, and she had called Gamboa. We were just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so I gave Miss Tynes also Omar's number so he can be updated in what we're talking about. But yeah, I told Omar that I had this in the bag and to not worry about it. So all that Omar was doing while all those calls were just going back and forth was like just panicking and crying. I was the one that did everything. I was ready with my cap and gown. I was almost ready to go to UIC. So I had finally, when all those calls like went about, Miss Tynes had called me saying, tell Omar to go to the UIC pavilion. Gamboa will be there with extra tickets and a cap and gown. So I tell him that, and he's just like confused about it all. Like, how did this all happen? So when I got there to UIC, I was almost the first person there, and Gamboa had given me tickets and the cap and gown. He's like, please give this to Omar, blah, blah, blah. So once Omar got there, I had given him the cap and gown, and I gave him the extra tickets so he can go back to his family to give it to him, because they need them to obviously go in. So yeah, so that all happened in a matter of 1 hour before graduation was supposed to start. So it was very, we still don't know who called the parents, but I mean, he graduated on stage, and that's all that that's matters, right?
Good thing. Yes. Yeah, damn, he was probably for like mixed emotions and shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks to you, he graduated and did all the senior events and didn't miss out. And basically, he got blamed for something that wasn't even his fault, which is, I mean, they're going to blame the people that have a reputation, like a bad reputation regardless. So they automatically thought like it was him and everything.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing about having a bad reputation, because then they always blame you for things that you didn't even do.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's very true.